Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Ashley with your 10 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, African community leaders say Africans are being subjected to racial slurs and calls for ethnic violence on Ipswich Facebook community pages. This comes after a 16-year-old boy was charged with the alleged stabbing of an Ipswich grandmother. An urban criminologist says Facebook community pages have repeatedly caused fear and vigilante violence. The Queensland Police Service reports that youth offences have reduced 16% in the Darling Downs region. Youth crime has been a focus point for Toowoomba since a 75-year-old man, Robert Brown, was allegedly murdered outside a shopping centre 12 months ago. Superintendent Douglas McDonald said police had implemented a wide range of strategies to target youth offending in the region. In national news, Australia's tax system is in a worse position than it was 15 years ago, and young people are paying the price, warns former Treasury Secretary Ken Henry. Dr. Henry said the Albanese government's recent changes to the Stage 3 tax cuts were an example of how the quality of our national conversation about tax has deteriorated this century. Quote, "You do not tax reform based on pandering to people's concerns about immediate cost of living pressure," end quote, Dr. Henry said. The CEO of the Barclay Regional Council has resigned, becoming the third person to quit the job in less than a year. Ian Bodle was merely hired as CEO in November 2023 and declined to comment on the reason for his departure. All elected members of the Barclay Regional Council are currently suspended pending a Northern Territory government investigation into the council's conduct and finances. In international news, opposition politicians in Solomon Islands are vowing to make public or even get rid of a contentious security pact with China if they manage to oust Prime Minister Manasa Segarve. Mr. Segarve has revealed the election platform for his own political coalition, which supports major development projects funded by China and plans to further consolidate ties with Beijing. 13 parties have registered to contest the poll in elections this April. For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy. It's currently 28 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 31. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 13, which is in the extreme band. That's all your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.